Blog Talk Radio.
This is Carly. It's a Tuesday morning, afternoon, so. You know, right now, I don't remember really what day it is unless I look at, you know, until I really look at the page of what day is, okay, I think we have her on now. I am so excited. I'm truly excited that today we are interviewing Amanda Baker, and she is from Zenner Hospital 96, AMC. And we will be talking to also about Black Lightning, Rebecca Lawson. She's going to play at the end of the season. So let me bring her on.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. You know, I am so excited to be talking to you. And, you know, I want to thank Lisa for getting you for me because I kind of, you know, begged her. Well, I didn't really have to beg her. She's so sweet, but I really have been wanting you on ever since I started the show because I fell in love with you when you were on AMC and Zenner Hospital 96. You did a wonderful job as the recaster, babe. You know,
Thank you so much.
Was it hard for you to be a recast in, in such a big role as Babe Sandler was? Was it hard for you to be going in as a recast?
Yes, I think that, anytime you are recast as a character, someone who's originated the role and, you know, they've been doing the role for, you know, quite some time, it's always kind of hard going in and, you know, playing that character. All my children decided that they were, instead of killing the character off or, having her go away for a while, they decided they were going to recast. And I had, you know, heard from my agents that they were, you know, looking to recast the role. And so they gave me a call and said, you know, would you be interested in, you know, flying to New York and, you know, auditioning for the part? And I was like, yeah, I didn't really know much about it, but I, went ahead and did it. And so long story short, I ended up auditioning for it and getting the part. But, I wanted to make sure that I came in and kind of made her my own, you know, do a little research and find out about the character, of course, but also, you know, put my take on the character as well. So, but, yes, it's not easy. It's not easy going in and doing that.
Oh, man, you did such a beautiful job of it, and you just took it, you know, without missing a beat. It was just like, I almost forgot you were recast, like, 2 weeks into your part. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well,
I totally forgot about, you know, you were the recast because you, even 2 weeks in, you own the role of Babe. And you did such a great job of it. You made me forget you were a recast. So, yeah.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. That means a lot. And, yeah, it's, you know, it's always tough kind of coming in because you know, you don't quite know how people are going to receive you. And of course, you know, with anything when it comes to recasts, some people love you, some people don't love you. but I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, I mean, is this crazy how, sometimes, you know, you have to do recast.
Yeah.
And, you know, but you did perfectly. And, I mean, you had chemistry with Jacob Young. I always thought you guys had chemistry. And
thank you. We did.
Now,
we did.
Even though
yeah.
I didn't think Babe and Zayal were really good for each other at times. I thought Babe and Jamie were more good together because, you know, if you guys remember the ending of All My Children, they all had a gun. They are bad, they are for having a gun. And then, you know, we
mm-hmm.
never, I mean, with the reboot, you know, it was hard for people to watch. Because, I mean, it was on, but a lot of people didn't have their own network. And so, and it's so long ago, it seems like. So, you forget stuff that actually happened toward the end. And, but you
yeah.
and Bobby Eakes, as mother and daughter, you guys played, you know, really well together. I mean, you guys... also had the chemistry.
Yes, I will say that, you know, with both Jacob Young and Bobby Eakes, you know, as far as onset and offset, we definitely formed great friendships, and, you know, the chemistry that was playing out on set was real. And I feel like you really have to have that, you know, in order to make the part believable. And so for us, you know, although we're saying lines and we're playing characters, the chemistry that you see there and the relationships that were formed were, you know, that was real. And, you know, they were just, and still are amazing people. And I'm still in touch with them, you know, through social media and, you know, those type avenues and just amazing people. So I was really just blessed to be able to work with them and form those relationships with them. So it was great. It was like, she was like my on-screen real mom, you know, and I still, like, on social media, like, she'll call me her daughter and I call her my mom, you know, to this day.
That's so sweet. And did you ever meet, you know, the one you took over for? I can't remember her name right now. But did you guys ever meet? Because sometimes the recast, Alex, you know, the one you took over for Babe, did you guys ever meet?
Alexa Havens.
Yeah.
We were there on this. Well, actually, I met her the day that I flew in for the audition, because I flew in from L.A. to audition in New York, and she was there. And I actually met her then. That was the first time. And then the next time I saw her again was the day that we were actually doing the filming, where we did the switch off of the characters, where we go in for the hug and she goes in for the hug with Bobby. And then I come out of the hug and where we do the transition. So we were there that same day. So it was her last day of filming and my first day of filming. So it was kind of crazy to experience that, you know, but yes, I definitely did meet her. Very, very sweet. And
mean, you both, and you guys both look alike. I mean, you guys both
yeah,
are
they,
really
they
smooth.
Did go for characters that did look very similar.
Yeah.
I actually had to cut my hair. My hair was actually 3 or 4 inches longer, and they cut my hair to match hers.
Yeah.
you know, when we were kind of going in. Yeah, when we were going in for the hug, for the transition. So they wanted to make it look as close as possible. So. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I just, you know, and I'm really sorry about Don Kanahan. He passed away this weekend.
I was so just heartbroken to hear about that. I never had a chance to work with him, but just heard amazing things about him and, of course, seen him, you know, in his acting and everything. So it was very, very heartbreaking to hear about that and just so sad. My heart just goes out to, you know, Eva and the whole family and everyone and just
You wake up in days and bam, you know, it just feels like a whole new world. And I don't know how you're dealing with being inside all the time. Amanda, how are you doing? How are you doing inside?
You know, I'm hanging in there. I'm kind of using this time to really, I guess, just kind of reflect. And you know, I know I've got two kids, so I'm spending a lot of time with my kids and just spending a lot of quality time with my family. You know, I think we kind of get into the hustle and bustle of life and get really, really busy with stuff, and so I'm trying to take this time to really concentrate on the positives. You know, there's a lot of craziness going on out there, and you know, just devastating news about people getting sick and just, you know, all sorts of craziness that are, I feel like, is such, you know, just out of our control. So I'm just
out of our control, but I feel so sorry for the kids because how old are your kids?
And so, my son is 5. He'll be 6 in a few days. And so we're going to just have a little birthday party here at the house for him. And we just told him we'd celebrate later. And then I have my little girl's a year old. So, you know, it's a handful, but I, like I said, it could be a lot worse, and, you know, thank God we're all healthy.
A six-year-old doesn't concept the grasp of, you cannot go
weather,
play with you cannot play with your friends or cousins right now, and all my nieces and nephews are kind of going stir crazy because the teenagers ones are like done with this, and my 8 and 7-year-old nieces are like, do something, get me out of here. And I'm like,
I can't keep them entertained.
I'm like, we are all grounded. I explained to them, it's like being grounded. You know, he goes, but adults are not supposed to be grounded. I'm like, well, you can take that up with everything that's going on. And she's like, I haven't had a play date in 3 weeks. And I go, I know. But it won't last forever. So I can see. And especially with his birthday, oh my God,
birthday party.
You know, would be hard for a kid, and
very hard.
I think, you know, the kids are doing amazingly well, probably better than the grown-ups on this, you know, but, you know, hopefully it won't last forever, and I just want to say that when you were on Zeno Hospital and Zeno Hospital night shift, oh my gosh, you made me fall in love with you again because Zoriel, you know, Spinelli fell in love with you. Oh my gosh, he fell head over heels for you. And I have a big crush on Bradford. Okay, so here I'm, like, watching you, and someday you're not being nice to my Spinelli, like, telling him to go away. And all he wanted to do was love you. Well, not you, Zoriel. And it was kind of cute because the way you guys are, and then you got shot. And the way he just, you know, held you in his arms and then you were in a coma. And I love it that you got to work with Bradford and Steve. What was that like?
Oh, it was great. I loved both of them so much. They are, you know, as wonderful as they are on screen as a duo, they are the greatest of friends off screen. You know, like I said, the chemistry is so real. And so being able to work with them and learn from them, really, that was my first really experience kind of being on a soap. So just kind of watch them in action and learn from them was amazing. Just to see how they play off of each other, just the comedy they have there. And, I'd read the script and kind of see how mean I was being to Bradford with Spinelli. And I'm like, no, you know, of course, because I didn't want to be mean to him in real life, but, you know, my character, she wasn't that nice. So, yes, I have forgiven you. It was tough, but,
I mean, you being me and my boyfriend here, Puss Spinelli. I mean, when I met him, I'm like, I have to give you a hug after all you've been through. You know, every time you fall in love, you get hurt. And between Maxie and you, the poor guy is like,
he just can't catch a break.
I mean, he was kind of, you know, in love with Lulu the whole time, but once he saw you, it's like telling Lulu in the scene, okay, you can go away now. I want to talk to her.
Yeah.
And it's like, and if you ever get bored during this time, someone made Summer Nights on YouTube for you guys. There's a whole song from Grease for Spinelli and Zerrell fans. And
I've seen it, actually.
Yeah.
I love it, too. Yeah, somebody sent it to me, actually. I didn't know that it was out there, but someone sent it to me, and I got to watch it and thought it was absolutely adorable. So kudos to whoever put it together, but I thought it was all the great moments we had together. So it was really great.
So would you ever want to return to General Hospital or any of the daytime soaps?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Yeah, would you ever want to go back to General Hospital, even if they gave you a new character?
Yeah, you know, I'm always open to any of those kind of opportunities. I loved being on the shows. I really just loved working with all the people and forming the relationships and kind of discovering the characters. So I'm always open to you know, possibly going back, and even if it was a different character, I mean, you never know, because, you know, with soaps, people can go away for a long time and come back as somebody else or come back as the person that they thought was dead. So you never know, but yeah, I'm always open to that. So for sure. Absolutely.
Well, yeah. And I mean, you could be on any soap right now, because I think daytime misses you, even though you have a 1-year-old, you know. She might not like the fact that you might be gone. That's the only thing. But with soaps, you have the, you know, really ability to be home. You know, almost you can do life around your kids. And if you went back to the hospital, well, Frank loves kids. So he will kind of look around you.
Yeah.
Because you have
really
a kid. So,
yeah, the schedule's nice.
If you want me to do anything, let me know, because, you know, I want you back on the beach office. And right now, Spinelli could use you, even though he's so dope with Ellie, but I'm not on the Ellie and Spinelli train. You know, I need, you know, you to come in, because he's getting his help booking with Maxie, if you've been watching the show, but he's getting his help beat up because Maxie is with a very, very, very bad guy right now. And
uh-oh.
I'm just like, see, So now I need someone like you. So, I mean, thank ABC if you're listening. She wants a job, please. And, well, I'm trying. And so you did back Black Lightning as Rebecca Lawson for the last episode.
Yeah, I actually was on a couple of episodes. One episode that they had a little bit earlier on in the season, and then I went back for the finale episode. So that was a lot of fun to play, you know, that character. She was more of a she's kind of like a Fox News reporter, or like a, you know, somebody like CNN, Fox News, you know, something like that. So, so that was fun to play for sure.
Well, so what's it like being on a different show like that?
It's great.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
I mean, Black Lightning. I've only seen one episode so far, so yeah.
Yeah, it's a superhero show, you know, so that's always different. And I haven't had a chance to be a part of something like that. And, of course, it's prime time, so it's a show that's, you know, that scene, you know, at night, but yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know, like I said, everybody there was, you know, really, really kind, just kind of seeing them in their costumes, like superhero costumes, was kind of a trip, so that was really cool, but also to kind of go back and watch and see them put in all the special effects, you know, with the different powers they have and stuff like that was really interesting also, but yeah, it was a lot of fun, and they shoot that in Atlanta, so you know, it's different obviously than being in New York or LA where I had done stuff before. So so yeah, different setting and different genre, and but always a good chance to meet new people and learn as much as you can, you know. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you know, of course you did, like, amazing job, and, you know, I cannot wait to see more of it.
Thanks.
And watching you, and, you know, it's on my list of TiVo list. I mean, right now, you know, my TiVo list is growing because I feel like I need to record everything because I don't know how long this is going to last. And
yeah.
So, you know, I decided to record everything under the sun until I won the album. And yeah, so yeah, that's, I cannot wait to watch you in it. And my co-host wants to talk to you, because if they don't, I'm in big trouble, because Bobby is a major fan of yours. And when he heard that I'm the one that got you, you know, he's so happy, and he's also from
Aww.
South Carolina. So, yeah, I'm going to put him on.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Actually, Amanda and Carly, I'm actually from North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina, because I know you're from Charleston. That's about a 3-4-hour drive from where I am, down 95. So.
Yes, absolutely. I a lot of people get North Carolina and South Carolina kind of mixed up. So
right.
I totally
right.
get that.
Right, because I think you
yeah,
did Fayetteville. One Tree Hill.
I know.
You did One Tree Hill in Wilmington back before you became a soap star, if I recall. Because
yes.
I was looking up Wikipedia to do some research, and you did that.
Yeah.
But I just saw just not too long ago Jacob in Myrtle Beach, because he came for a big soap event, and I saw him in Myrtle Beach. But I kind of forgot to bring up the old days of All My Children, because I was just kind of convincing him to try to get on one of the other soaps, even if it's not going back to Bold and Beautiful. As far
right.
as, and yeah, because, but it seems kind of interesting here that you came on All My Children about 6 months before Billy Miller came on, and then a decade later he's on General Hospital after you was on there. If this had been
right.
a decade later, that could have been an interesting reunion.
Absolutely, yes.
So you kind of missed
that part. That would have been a very interesting reunion. Yeah, I know.
Because you
kind of
missed
Billy.
That part.
Yeah, I loved Billy a lot. We didn't get to work together like a long time, but he really is a great actor. He really took on the part and he played it well. I knew that he would go far, you know, no matter what avenue he went down, you know, when he was going to leave All My Children. But to see that he was so successful on Young and the Restless and in General Hospital, not surprised at all.
Yeah, and Tamron was on All My Children for a brief time. Kind of would have been very interesting to see if you had came on there a few years early when she was Carly or a decade later when she was Kim. That could have been an interesting, just I know this person from somewhere type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. That's the great thing about soaps is that, you know, you never know if you're going to circle around and run back into somebody again as the same character or somebody different, you know? So
yeah,
the options are always open, you know?
Yeah. But I know that Martha Madison is always open to return back to Days of Our Lives, but if she's on Belle, you would be perfect as Belle on there.
Oh, thank you. I have not kept up with that one, with not a lot of them lately, but I try as much as I can to, you know, kind of keep up with what's going on, or I'll read something or something on social media. But I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, but let David and Maggie talk to you, because I don't want to take up too much of your time. Otherwise, they're going to just think I'm taking up too much of your time. But I just thought I would just say hello. And I wanted to say one more thing before I go off the air. Thank you so much for the picture you sent me when you first came on there, because I wrote to you years right at the same time you came on there. And I received a picture from you about 3-4 months later.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you got it. And I appreciated all the fan mail and everybody's kind words and, you know, just everybody's support. So I'm so glad you got it. And absolutely, it was really great talking to you.
Well, it took me just 12 years just to actually get a chance to talk to you or meet you in some form. So I'm glad I don't have to wait another 12 years.
Yes, exactly. That would be way too long.
Yeah. Anyways, you have a great day, and take it easy with
you
this stuff. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, Bobby, I'm going to put David on.
David, okay.
Yeah. Hey, David, you're on.
Hi, Amanda. How you doing?
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good.
Great.
Thank you for coming on our show. We appreciate it. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay. I'm a big fan from yours. I've been watching your show for over 30 years. And Night Shift. I love Night Shift. What was it like working on Night Shift?
What was it like working on Night Shift?
Yes.
It was a big eye-opener for me, because I had never really done anything as far as up until that point that was like being on a soap or, you know, kind of being in that realm. So I learned a lot. A lot of us were kind of thrown in there that weren't on the soap itself to begin with. So especially myself and the other two that we were nurses together. But everybody was fantastic. All the relationships we formed, you know, were just great. You know, it's like they become your second family. So, but it was a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and especially knowing that I was the bad, I was the bad girl, you know, trying to kill everybody in the hospital. We'd kind of read the scripts and we'd kind of laugh about what Jolene was going to be up to next. But it was great. I loved it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, what was I playing the killer? It surprised me when we really had the killer.
I had never really played anything like that before. So when I first got cast as the role, I had no idea that she was going to be the killer. I don't know if it was a certain twist that they had taken, you know, or if they were kind of maybe thinking about it from the beginning, but I didn't really know what was going to happen. And we didn't really know what was going to happen from, you know, episode to episode. So when I kind of obviously found out that I was the one that was kind of going around killing everybody, I was like, whoa, okay, she's got some problems.
It shocked me.
I'm glad that it shocked you. We wanted it to kind of shock people to be like, we didn't see that coming. You know, it kind of came out of left field. But, you know, it was, in a weird way, it was fun to play because I'd never played anything like that before. And I guess, you know, a lot of times you don't really suspect, you know, the person that might look like, you know, like the innocent sort of girl next door. So I was like, okay. I was like, this is, we're just going to take this and run with it. So, you know, it was always surprising. You know, I'm glad that it surprised everybody out there. But for me, it was also surprising, like, each episode I would get. I'd be like, wow, Jolene is struck again.
Yes, yes. And what was like for Gwen and Herring? I love her and Herring, Lucy Cole.
I'm sorry, say that again?
What was like working with Lucy Cole, Lynn Herring?
Oh,
Lucy.
Lynn Herring, Lucy Cole. He loved
with
Lynn Herring. Lucy Cole, did you work with Lynn?
I don't think so. With Lucy Cole?
Yeah.
I don't know if I worked. Let's see. What character did they play?
She played Lucy Cole. She was with Kevin, your boyfriend, Kevin Collins.
Oh, I don't know if I actually worked with her.
That's it.
I don't think she did either, David.
Okay, my next question. One Tree Hill, would like working on it?
One Tree Hill, yeah. That was a lot of fun, too. They filmed that in Wilmington, and I had gone down for probably 4 or 5 days to work on the show. And, I was part of one of the characters was getting married on the show, so I was part of the kind of bachelorette crew. And we had a lot of fun scenes. It was nice to kind of be by the beach in Wilmington and film there. So it was, it was a lot of fun. That was quite a few years ago now that I think about it. But, everybody on there was great. It was a lot of fun. That was kind of towards the very beginning of my acting career. So it was all pretty new for me at that point. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, yeah, well, it's great. Thanks for coming on, and we appreciate y'all come back anytime.
Thank you so much. I definitely will.
Okay, David, I'm going to put Maggie on. Hey, Maggie.
Hi. Hey, how you doing? Sounds great. You sound like yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, Jolene. You really pulled a fast one on me. You really did.
I'm sure I did. I know. I surprised even myself sometimes.
It feels like it was like a couple years ago. It really doesn't feel that long ago with Port Charles.
I know. It doesn't. It doesn't feel like time has gone by that fast. And I think back and I'm like, wow. It's been a little bit of time, but it's flown by for sure.
Right. But you're in a great business, I would think, with acting different jobs and get to try different parts. And I'm glad they surprised you with the show.
They did. That's the fun part about it. Is a lot of times you get a little bit of background about the character, but not things kind of start to develop as you. As they start writing, and they probably had an idea as obviously where they knew the character was going to go, but it's always fun to kind of, especially if you originate a character, it's always fun to kind of have them come to life episode by episode, and really discover who that person is. So I appreciate that. But yeah, she was a complicated person. I'll say that.
Yeah. Yes, she was. But we needed her. Well, you need that part. You got to have good guys and bad guys. And
That's true. Yeah. Not everybody can be good.
So,
that's true.
No. And you look so sweet to begin with. That's what was like. I don't know. I'm usually pretty good at this, figuring stuff out, but I, honest to God, did not picture that you were the one that was doing this. I really didn't.
Well, I want to say I'm glad, because that was what we wanted. We wanted to surprise everybody. So
mm-hmm.
we accomplished that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. Well, thank you so very much for appearing on here tonight.
Yeah.
Or this afternoon,
I'm so
I guess, because you're in California.
Actually, you know, I live in Nashville now, so I am, I'm closer to the East Coast.
Were you damaged
now, so.
By the tornado, or were you guys okay?
We actually were okay, thankfully. The tornadoes hit about 30 miles north of us.
Scary. I mean,
yeah, but thankfully we were not affected by it. There, of course, was a lot of devastation, from the tornadoes, and a lot of people lost, just everything. So, there's been a lot of people donating things, out there on the front lines to help, with the cleanup, all sorts of stuff. So everybody's really rallied together to help in this, crazy situation.
Well, as you see the human spirit, we all realize we're all people, and we should be there for one another, and it's amazing.
It's always, in the midst of crazy, devastation and different things going on, to see people come together and really support each other. So, that's been really amazing to be a part of and to watch, So, yeah, absolutely.
Mm. So, since you live there, did you by any chance go by Graceland in your time of living?
No, actually, and that's in Memphis, which is about 3 hours from here. We did drive through Memphis on the way to move here, but did not make it to Graceland. So that's one of the things on my bucket list to go to, because I am a big Elvis fan. And I would love to go there and check it out one day. So it's definitely on the list.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's always on my bucket list, too. I went to Vegas for my 21st birthday to see Elvis. And I was shocked, because I'm an addict to Elvis. And I go, okay, one of these days, I got to get to Graceland. I really do. But
yes.
Yeah. Please do it for me. Since you're not there,
I will definitely
3 hours.
Post it. Let everybody know if and when we go, for sure.
Great. Thank you very much. Because I'm Chicago, so I don't really make it very often out of Illinois.
Yeah, that's
Illinois.
Kind of a drive. That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm jealous of you. I would love living in Nashville. It's like on my bucket list. I love it, the Grand Ole Opry and everything. And we just canceled CMA Fest that just came down a couple of minutes ago. It was the right decision to make with everything going on. You don't need 5,000 country music fans, even though I wanted to go. The crowds but it's so cool you're living in Nashville, because there's a lot of superstars that live in Nashville. Scott Reeves lived there, and
Steve Burton.
Steve Burton moved to California now, but
he did live here for a bit. Joshua Jackson.
You could go to Steve's and Jonathan Jackson Ball. I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
JJ.
I know. I've driven past it before. I didn't go in, but I've definitely driven past it before. And well, I didn't realize I was driving past it until it clicked in my head. I was like, wait, hold on. Huh. I know the name of this. This is their place. So yeah, it definitely it's not too far from where I live. So yeah, I've got to go over there one day.
Yes. Please. Then you can report.
And I mean, we would love to have you on again. I already told Lisa that I'm in love with you in a very healthy way. And you just have to come back because, you know, everyone loves you on here and everyone wants to see you back on daytime. And we will see you on Black Lightning. But if I could get you on daytime, believe me, I would. Right, Maggie?
Right. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. I so appreciate it. Love you guys back, and I will come back anytime you want to have me.
Right. Thank
okay,
you.
And,
thank you very,
this,
very much.
Yeah, stay and safe. This try to keep calmness with the kids and have
I
a
will.
Really fun time with the first birthday party for your son. That's going to be interesting because, you know, just
yeah.
you guys, none of his sons, and...
Yeah,
I say you should give him two cakes. He should have two
yes.
birthday cakes because
I know
he was robbed with having, you know, his friends there. So I think you should give him two birthday cakes.
I think he would absolutely love that. So I will do my best.
I mean, this not in like a 24-hour
yes,
period, but I just think it would be really good, and this have you know, a great day. But please come back whenever you can.
Thank you so much. I will. You guys have a great evening.
You too.
Okay.
Stay safe.
Take care.
All right. We'll talk. Okay. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Hi.
Okay.
This class is full blown again.
Yeah, I just wish.
Okay, first of all, Bobby. First of all,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I got South Carolina and North Carolina mixed up. If,
yeah,
I
don't know that.
If you know,
Maggie
knows I'm not good at that, right, Maggie?
Well,
do
it.
No,
not. It's okay.
No.
It's okay. But but I wish I could have just asked Amanda where she is now, because she is the natural. I could have just say, well, it's kind of ironic because Babe gets killed by a tornado on All My Children, and you guys survived the tornado that goes to Nashville. Kind of ironic, 11 years after the fact.
Well,
it was 11 years ago? The first one?
Well,
oh,
my
gosh. And then the first one just happened yesterday.
Yeah,
okay,
and
so,
the other one happened last month.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of ironic that she would be living through it, because I thought maybe she would have bad flashbacks or bad memories of how she was killed.
Hi, Maggie. Hi, Bobby. Hi, Cuddy.
Hi, guys.
So I want to make a couple of announcements. Okay, this just came down from ABC. And Carly's not happy, but ABC, it will be Kickering General Hospital airing schedule due to the virus. The show's suspended production earlier this month with no date for the show to resume production with the distancing announcing by the clown. It's social distancing guidelines. April 30th, Lenovo had decided to air remaining productions through Monday through Friday for the time being. Friday will consist of Friday's flashback episodes starting February 3rd, and it will continue to at least Friday, May 22nd.
Oh. Well, I understand where this is going through, because CBS soaps are doing that. They have 6 months ahead of time, and Had the Olympics not been canceled, I think it probably would have been called up. So basically, days can actually get called up, even though it would have been off for 2 weeks because of the Olympics. Now it's going to be off in 2021 during the summer when it's likely going to be renewed and stuff like that because of the Olympics, now that they have moved it from this summer to 2021 because of the coronavirus.
I understand this. I really do. I'm just going a little stupidly greatly. But I just want to say CMT Fest was canceled. You know, a lot of things are being canceled. Which is a good thing. I don't think I've spent this much time alone in a very long time. And that's why I'm thankful we have the radio show, because if we didn't have the radio show, I'd probably be climbing the walls. And also, I just want to say, before we end the show, number one, Carly, I love you. You are so brilliant, rocking up this on the roof. Come on, and all the Carly haters are saying, oh, Susan, not done that. Okay, all the Carly haters were applauding everyone when the hostess was Kevin and Ryan and the transplant. So excuse me, wait a moment. Carly wasn't going to let her grandson not have the surgery. She did not do anything wrong. Everyone was behind her yesterday, and I'm sorry.
Okay, Grandma.
Yeah, Neil, you know, we want to forgive that Neil gaslighted her, okay? I will never forgive Neil for that. I will never forgive Neil for fake sleeping with Sonny. That bitch had it coming. And so please don't feel sorry for her, because I will never feel sorry for Neil. You know what? Zach did this. It wasn't Carly that brought Neil into our lives. It was Zach. So please, people, stop criticizing my girl on saving her grandson's life when she shouldn't have done that right. What? So she let her grandson die or not have the surgery? Monica said it was worse than they thought, and it was a good thing they went in. And I loved it that everyone was on Carly's side. I mean, everyone's like, no, you're crazy, you signed it. And I love that Bobby and Monica worked together. It was nice to see two great grandmothers working together for a common goal. And even though, you know, Bobby was about to confess what she did to Monica, all Monica said was, you know, she's lucky to have two great grandmothers like us. So I don't expect this to make Michael lose custody. You know, and I just remember something last night. Okay, Monica, you need to call that Zuz you were dating. You were dating.
Ooh.
And pay him off. Okay, you can play this game. Okay, Valentine, you know, did what he did. Okay, I'm sorry. It's time for Michael to play duty. I'm sorry. Okay, Michael is not over and play dead and play this game, you know, his son. It's time for Michael to come up with the boxing gloves and take this bitch down. Right, Maggie?
Absolutely.
I agree.
I have no compassion for Neil. I have no compassion. People are like, oh, let's see, was in the cold. You know, homeless with one kidney. Really? Really? Compared to what you did for a year and a half to your own son, giving to Dad, and just because you were angry at Sunny and Carly, and you lost like a grief for a year and a half, but I'm supposed to have compassion for you? No.
Oh,
you go after my girl or Carlson and say, Sunny, you did. You wrong. You know, and I'm sorry, but I'm sick and tired of Ava and Al worshippers who think most of this is a perfect that cannot do wrong, really. Where's Morgan, Maggie? Where's Morgan?
Well, I've been giving Ava a little props lately because she's really been helping Trina. And I kind of see a little bit of a softer side of her, even though I'm still upset over my Morgan. I still wish he would come back because he's not really dead. And
he died on soaps. And I just want to say that, you know, yeah, we might all disagree on this piano sometimes, and we are a crazy family. But at the end of the day, Maggie and Colby are always right. You know, we have been right about Long Call of Body the whole time.
Oh, God.
We had to go there again. We had to go there again.
We had to go there again. It was horrible. He was doing a horrible job.
Wait. Maggie has just feeling things so on in the last week.
I think something's wrong with that man because what he has written lately is. I think.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
it's aggravating
me every time I see it. You know.
We want to talk about Dave's drama. What about what's going on Dave's right now with Kristen and Sarah and Nicole with that situation? What about that?
The baby is Kristen. Kristen is the mother of the baby, and Brady is. I'm positive. And
when Maggie's positive, I listen. I always listen to Maggie.
Right, and I agree with Maggie because I don't want to just end up saying that I would agree with Kristen's views for what she had done, but despite what she had done in the past.
Right.
But I think
that's her baby.
But I think she might have a point. And I understand the grief that Sarah went through with the baby. I understand what Nicole had to go through in order to get custody of Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and you know, I'm not caught up with Dave's only because, you know, I've been concentrating on CHMI and all lately, and I just want to say, you guys, just say a prayer for my grandma. She's in the hospital, but she's okay. She doesn't have the virus. But I've been dealing with that for the last 2 days. So, David, if I sound crappy at you, it wasn't directed at you. You know, Maggie knows that, Maggie knows that I'm her only grandchild that lives 20 minutes away. And really, I should have been more on top of things than I was, and I feel slightly bad about it because I should have said something before she went in the hospital, and I feel a little bad, even though she drives me crazy. But she's going to be fine. But it's just been, you know, I've been inundated with calling people, giving them updates. So, you know, it's been really hard, and I cannot go visit her. And she really wants visitors, but no one's allowed to be in the hospital. By Maggie?
Right. With the situation,
you
know, the president's on right now, wherever you're at. It's almost 5:00 here, and he's on and the doctor today.
Oh.
Wait,
that's great.
And amazing.
Amazing. And also on Friday night, who do we have, David?
Terry Garber Robust from Dynasty and North and Top Street Movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also me, folks, TV show at 8 p.m. our time, 5 p.m. 5 p.m. probably Diamond, 7 p.m. Thank you, time.
Is that 8 o'clock? Wait a minute, is that 8 or 5?
Eight our time, 5 Carly time, and 7 Maggie's. 8 our time,
okay,
Bobby.
Oh, okay.
8 p.m.
Okay. I just want to make sure because I knew we had one of the shows today at 5, and I didn't know we're going to have another one on Friday at 5. Thanks, David.
No problem.
Well, I think for most states, they are doing the stay at home.
Yes. It's working.
Thing, and now we get it sent into April 30th, but let's be honest, it's going to go beyond April 30th,
you know who is saying it's going to be maybe July or August. I don't believe him because this is the same guy that said this should be done by Easter. Do I believe this guy anymore?
No.
Just to stay in the house, you guys, wash your hands, just try to think of the positives, and we will be back on Friday.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Stay safe.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Maggie, Cardi, Bobby.
Bye. Take care.